I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by fintech startup MortgageMarket.co.za. I'm in Rivonia in Johannesburg to chat to Mortgage Market founder and CEO Tim Akinusi. Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Duncan.
When did you found Mortgage Market?
Well, officially, we actually started up a concept back in 2019. Yeah, and it's taken us about a year to get the technology right, get the business model right.
Okay.
And we officially launched on the 6th of January in 2020.
Right. You've got a background working in the home loans industry. I believe you worked at both ABSA and Nedbank, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
You actually did some pretty innovative stuff for those two banks.
Yeah, I was very fortunate that I joined Nedbank at a time when they were looking to rebuild their front end. So I went there and I started off the first end-to-end online application channel for the home loans business there, which is the first in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, we were able to process client applications literally in a couple of hours, which is unheard of at that stage because I think the expected turnaround times were about a week.
Okay.
So that was very, very innovative for customers because they could literally sit at the comfort of their homes and they would make this application straight to a bank and get a response back in a couple of hours. The experience was good, the service was great, and you know, customers loved it. Yeah, so I did that as a first part of my return back to Nedbank in late 2011. And from there, I then got promoted onto the Exco, where I ran the sales and client value management portfolio of the business then. And yeah, we reestablished the Nedbank brand, you know, in the context of home loans. And I was then headhunted to go to ABSA to run their mortgage business in late 2017. So I started in about 2018. There was a short period before I then decided to move on and start Mortgage Market, which was, in essence, what I did at Nedbank in terms of technology, great design, and a product like home loans that is very deeply rooted in society. So it's a very important product in the context of South Africa. And we decided that there was an opportunity for a marketplace because nobody was offering a platform, a marketplace where consumers could actually originate a loan by themselves to an industry of lenders in real time. So obviously that was quite an exciting challenge for me. So we spent a great deal of time working on the technology and bringing it to life. And today we have Mortgage Market, which is set to change the way consumers apply for home loans.
Yeah.
I
think it's always a bit of a, and I'm always curious when I'm talking to someone who's left the corporate world to start a startup. It's not always the easiest thing in the world to do. You're leaving safe employment. You're striking out
right.
on your own.
Right.
What was going through your head when you decided you were going to do this?
Sure, a lot was going through my mind at that stage. You know, I'd had a really good run in the corporate space. You know, I'd had great relationships built, and I was very fortunate to have operated at a very senior level within the home loan space. And my focus has always been, am I adding value in this bank? You know, am I making the most of my career there? And when I figured that I had done enough and I could do more on my own in terms of how I could shape an industry or shift it for the better, in the context of giving customers better value, the opportunity for me was much more of an excitement. It was like a no-brainer to me because I'd already had enough of a call it a business case and as far as what I'd done at Nedbank. So I knew that if it could work for one lender, it could certainly work for multiple lenders when a customer can make a single application to multiple lenders. So the business idea really was what enticed me and sort of galvanized me rather than me being fearful of leaving you know, the trappings of a corporate sort of career.
Obviously, though, we are in not a great economy right now, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's affecting the home market as well. I mean, I don't follow this industry particularly closely, but sure. Looking at property surveys and that sort of thing, there seems to have been a real decline in property values over the years. People say that this is very much becoming a buyer's market.
Absolutely.
What are some of the broad trends that you're seeing, and how is this economy impacting on the home loan market?
Right. So I think you make a very good point. Look, the economy isn't in great shape, and a product like home loans tracks the economy quite closely, in as far as if people aren't feeling secure about their job prospects, then they're unlikely to take on long-term debt, mm-hmm. for example. So that typically means that people stay out, even when they can afford to buy homes. They probably stay out of the market and have a wait-and-see approach.
Or trade down to perhaps less costly homes.
Yeah, because they just want to sort of, not overexpose themselves. You know, they want to make sure that they can continue to afford the homes that they're staying in. So that has obviously meant that house prices have, in real terms, not really increased dramatically, if at all. But in nominal terms, it's obviously grown because of inflation, et cetera.
Yeah.
And hence the term a buyer's market, you know, which means that there's more supply of homes out there than there's the demand. I think where it also becomes a little bit interesting is the fact that it's also a lender's market. Not a lender's market, but a borrower's market.
Mm-hmm.
Because borrowers are now in a position where if you're a good borrower, if you've got the money and you've maintained a healthy relationship with credit, then you are one of a very few people out there, and banks are going to want to clamor for your business. And that also talks to why a trend like a marketplace will suit the market that we're in now. Because buyers, get to really choose where they want to place their business and as far as their home loan is concerned. So tough economy, yes, but I also see some opportunity there where people will value a marketplace type environment where they can choose, get the best value, get the most efficiency in how they're purchasing home loans. Yeah.
So in some respects, the weak economy might actually be good for you guys.
Yeah, I think the timing has been rather nice, although it's always good to have a better economy behind us and more people being able to be in the market. So, I'd still take a better economy.
Okay. I'm amazed no one else has come up with this idea so far, and you guys are the first to market. What do the mortgage originators think of a concept like this?
Well,
it puts downward pressure on their margins.
Right. So I've had a long relationship with mortgage originators through my NetBank days and parts of APSA. My sense is that the industry and the business model is a great business model, because you're talking about a broker that can take one application to multiple lenders, right? But the reality is that the innovation and the evolution of that model in the last 20 years has not really evolved. So it's been the same, really, and with the role that technology has played in our lives in the last 20 years, it's actually puzzling to find out why technology has not evaded the space and created efficiency and made it a little more dynamic. And
I suppose people get used to doing things
the same way, and everybody wants the same things to continue forever. But that's not the reality. The reality is that things change, and I've been fortunate to be in a position where I have the experience. You know, I've had the back end, and I've also got just the insight into how one could build and design and develop technology in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is essentially what we've done with Mortgage Market, is advanced the mortgage origination, call it value proposition. We've advanced it to such an extent that customers can actually originate on their own in real time to 5 banks. And we've got a nice cherry on top, which is that We then pay them a share of our revenues.
The customer or the bank?
Self-serving. We pay the customers. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the banks obviously pay us because we shoulder the burden of advertising and acquiring the customer and bringing the customer to them. And so they pay us a fee, and we split that fee with the customer because they're the ones who actually make an application on their own. Yeah.
So that's your business model?
That's the business model. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So MM is partly technology innovation in as far as how we've integrated with the banks and our design, and business model innovation as far as how we are giving customers significant value back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how many banks do you work with currently?
We work with the top five banks in the country.
Okay.
For us it was important that we were able to get coverage of at least 90 to 95% of the market, and these top five banks do exactly that.
Yeah. There are some other players in the home loans market as well. I've heard names like SA Home Loans, for example, and others that are outside of that traditional banking space. Are you hoping to work with those guys as well?
Yeah, happy to work with them, but we don't have them on our books at the moment. It doesn't change our business model at all. So the reality is that the top five banks do the bulk of all of the lending in the country. So we've just managed to get a really good thing going with our banking partners. Yeah.
Well, let's go through how it works. So I've got a house. I want to buy a house. Let's say. Normally you'd have a conversation with a real estate agent. Sometimes I guess deals are done directly as well, but in most cases it's through a real estate agent. You decide, well, I really like this place, I want to put in an offer.
Sure.
I do so. At what point do you guys get involved? At what point would I, as the person purchasing the house, go on to mortgagemarket.co.za and start to engage with you guys? And what's the process that you go through?
Right, so it's a fairly simple and straightforward process. As soon as you've signed your offer to purchase, which now just says you've got an agreement to buy a place at a set price with the seller. Yeah, so you go onto our website. We ask you a couple of questions about your personal profile. You sign up an online profile. You upload your offer to purchase. You upload your ID. You upload your payslip and your banking statements, and then you complete an application form that's about 20 odd minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the submit button. That goes into our back end. We see that. We then ensure that it gets to all the banks through our technology middleware. And banks then receive that. They assess your application.
You're not doing any assessment yourself.
No, we're not doing anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are just really the platform provider. And basically, the banks then come back with offers. Those offers get displayed onto your dashboard. You get notified to log back in to see an offer from a bank. And you see bank offers, and you're able to compare it against what the general market is. And you make a choice. We then notify the bank that you've chosen. They contact you. They schedule an appointment with the attorneys. Once you've signed at the attorneys, we then pay you back your money guarantee, which is an offer back to you for self-serving, and we call you up, ask you which bank accounts you want the money paid into, and that's it. You get your home, and you get paid in the process.
How much is that amount typically?
We pay customers up to 25,000 rand back, and we believe that that's quite a significant chunk of our revenues that we pay them back.
Yeah.
But it's not free money because they are going online and they're making this application and they're making this choice on their own.
Yeah.
So essentially, they're taking ownership of the application process. They're controlling it. They're benefiting from the transparency of it and not being swayed by anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We are completely independent, so we don't have a say in what bank you go to. All we do is display the offers back to you as a customer, and you make that choice. And we take it from there.
Is it always just as a matter of interest about the best price that you get from the bank, or are there other considerations that home buyers should take into consideration when they're working through your website? Let's say they get four offers back from four different banks, and should they always just simply go with the cheapest one, or are there other considerations at play?
It's a good question, because I think for the more sophisticated buyer, they may want to say, I'm not interested in taking a term over 25 or 30 years, because they'll end up paying a lot more interest. They may go for a 20-year term. So they may not even choose a bank that's quoted them a better rate if the term is a lot longer. It all depends on the individual homeowner's circumstance. So basically, if they can afford a little bit more, then they'll put a little bit more as a deposit down to get a better price. But they have the option of making those choices on the application form and notifying the bank kind of how they want their term structured.
Yeah.
So that is a definite consideration in terms of it's not just about price or the loan to value. It's also the term. And in some instances, certain banks will also have like added value products, you know, that we display back to the customer as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And once they've decided they want to go with this particular offer from Bank A, does Mortgage Market then exit the process, or does it continue on your website?
Yeah. So at that point in time, all we do is notify the banks. So it's all technology driven. So it's all automated. We basically, once you choose a particular quote, we actually withdraw the other quotations, and notification goes to the chosen bank and says, your customer has decided to go with you on this, please contact him. And then the bank process kicks in thereafter.
And do the banks at any stage get an opportunity to bid against each other for your business?
That's a very good point. You know, being someone who has spent time and sitting on Excos at home loans, I've witnessed going through a process where our margins are super thin. You know, we are constantly having to stop the constant rate of arbitration that happens across deals, et cetera, because we end up writing unprofitable business. So strategically, I've taken the decision to say that there will be no arbitration on this platform. You know, I think it's an honor to be able to have all these banks on my platform, and I provide them with a service by being able to put customers in front of them. So the last thing I want to do is for customers to abuse them in the process, right? Which is, you know, get onto a platform, have all the banks cut sort of quote rates because they've incurred cost in actually getting that quotation out to you, and then to arbitrate them in such a way that it just destroys values. I don't think it's the right strategy. So in essence, our customers will be choosing what the best rate is on the platform, and we're going to leave it at that. They get a fantastic service, and they're going to get paid at the end of the day.
And do you find that during the process, customers want the ability to talk to the banks about the offers that they've put forward?
Yes, and in fact, they do have the ability to do that. You know, so banks have the ability to request further information, which goes directly to the customer, and he's able to respond back either with supporting documents that's needed, and also, if we have issues around affordability, and the customer is able to justify affordability by saying, "Oh, I've got a lease agreement over that or the asset that I have, so actually." My income is perhaps maybe understated. Banks will consider that, so the customer is able to upload a lease agreement and send that back to the banks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And the technology that people use to access the platform, is it purely web-based, or do you see people using their mobile phones as well to do this? Or I suppose you have to upload a lot of documents and that sort of thing, so a desktop or laptop computer is probably more suited to this. But do you find people using mobile as well? Do you see the need for a smartphone app maybe?
Right. So I'm glad you asked that question, because, you know, the true test for me when I knew that we had a winner was when I was able to do the entire application on my smartphone.
Okay.
Literally, if you've got documents stored in your photo folders and all, you can literally upload it. So we've got a mobile version of the platform.
Right.
And, of course, we've got the laptop version. We've decided that putting it in an app just was not really value adding. You know, people have tons of apps on their phones already. They don't need to add an app like a mortgage marketplace that they only visit like once every 7 years or so. So we're web based, and we've got a mobile platform, and everything works on both platforms.
Okay. Real estate agents, as we've already mentioned, are often the ones that handhold home buyers through the purchasing process. Do you work then with real estate agents? I mean, I'd imagine that they could potentially be your biggest ally in bringing business to mortgage market. What is your approach to tackling that side of the equation?
Absolutely. You know, I think estate agents are a vital part of the home buying journey because they provide a very credible service, which is the fact that they market the place correctly, they show it to interested buyers, et cetera. So we do work with a number of estate agents. We've got a business model that allows them to also partake in our commissions as well, provided they're able to channel customers to us, you know, and also give their customers, you know, the best possible shot at getting a great deal and also getting significant value back. So I think we actually add to the CVP of an estate agent, you know, because they're able to play back our proposition, which is a great one.
Okay. So do you actively target the big real estate companies and
not necessarily. The ones that have come to us, you know, we've been very happy to work with them. But our platform is built for consumers. It's built to enable consumers to make sense of their home loan application journey. We've simplified it, and so it's nobody needs any training on it or anything like that. You know, literally just it's clicks of buttons, uploading of supporting documents, and you're good to go.
Okay, so you're hoping, I guess, largely that it'll be the consumer that becomes aware of this platform and then talks to the real estate agent perhaps during this process, and then through a word of mouth process, more and more people become aware of mortgage market and start to use it.
Yeah, so we've got marketing plans to drive awareness across the country around it, which would be a stable for any new business. The second thing that we look to do is ensure that customers are well informed about the home buying journey. So beyond the fact that we create the technology innovation and the product innovation, customers too can learn about everything to do with home ownership. So the cost involved in it, what to expect when they get into difficulty, and anything to do with the home loan industry, we actually have education resources and blogs and videos, you know, to aid customers with that, and that for us is important because, you know, someone like myself, I understand all too well that a more informed customer is a better customer down the road for the banks. At the end of the day, banks are funding these customers, expect these customers to turn these homes into assets, you know, when they've paid it down, and for them to come back again for more funding for their next property and also. So the education part is it's an important part of our journey as well.
Is there a particular segment of the market that you are targeting with mortgage market? Are you specifically going after tech-savvy users? Who's the demographic?
Yeah, so it's a good question. You know, the demographic for mortgage market is anyone who enjoys money.
That's everyone. Except maybe artists.
Right. Anyone who enjoys being able to have control over their buying journey, who values convenience, who values choice, and the fact that they can do something on their own and get a significant amount of money back, you know, just for doing things on their own. I think customers will always appreciate that. Having said that, I think the platform is better suited for individuals that are buying existing homes, individuals that are employed in corporate South Africa, and individuals who are looking to buy in new developments that are being built by developers across the country. And we have no cap on the loans that we'll fund. Obviously, we have a ceiling in terms of where our money guarantee ends, which is a loan of $5 million. Mm-hmm. That's where we pay the highest amount of money guarantee, which is at 25,000 rand, and then we'll be looking at affordable housing deals as well. So, but strictly speaking, anyone looking at a house between R1 million and R2.5 million, mm-hmm. you know, mortgage market can really deliver some stunning value for you.
And that's a big chunk of the market, I imagine.
That's it.
I'd imagine there is perhaps a bit of a skew to younger people, though. Perhaps people who are happy to buy goods and services online. People who have no problem calling a ride-hailing taxi, for example. People who are comfortable with their smartphones. I'd imagine there's a bit of a skew towards that.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we've seen a lot of our customers that have used the platform to date, you know, have been under the age of 40.
Okay.
So they are customers who are very comfortable with marketplaces. So they obviously have purchasing history with the likes of Bookings.com, Airbnb, or even Auto Trader. You know, any marketplace right now that is offering tremendous value, they would look at mortgage market and they would see mortgage market in the same way as well, because we offer all of that value plus more in as far as being able to pay you back some money. Yeah.
What do you see as the importance of online marketplaces like mortgage markets going forward, not just for the industry you're playing in, but perhaps more broadly as well?
Yeah, I see that marketplaces are going to be the absolute go-to point of sale for consumers, and I've seen it, and we've seen across the world. You know, we've seen how Amazon has become the number one retail marketplace for consumers. The Alibabas of this world, of course, the more well-known ones are Airbnb, even LinkedIn for professionals as well. It's a great marketplace for businesses and professionals to connect. So they are, the fact that they can aggregate and create efficiency in how people are able to interact with a product means that they're going to be very valuable, because people value control, they value more convenience, and they value efficiency. And you can only really say that you've understood value when you've had an apples to apples comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And marketplaces are the ideal way of making sure that valuation happens in a way that you can be certain that you've gotten the best deal in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, you know, if you look at all those attributes, and all of those attributes speak directly to why our marketplace is going to be really successful in the home loan space. And of course, what we want to do is not just create a marketplace like everybody else, but we also want to reward you for your self-service action. And we have that opportunity to innovate at a product level. And so we've done that, and we've really said to customers, we believe in a shared value model. Like, we don't just say that because we think everybody else is saying it. We actually demonstrate that. We actually demonstrate that through our commitment to give customers as much as 25,000 rand back just for applying for their home loan.
You've also partnered with some other companies, Samsung, I believe, MTN, and a company called Key Moves, which I believe is a home moving or home relocation company.
Sure.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so off the back of our product innovation, we're going to continue to add more and more features and value adds to customers. You know, so in essence, customers who use our platform can be able to get better deals on our MTN product offering, also Samsung as well, and of course Key Moves is they're a moving company they've had some association with,
mm-hmm.
and so brought them along to be able to say, you know, if customers want to convert their the money that we give them into free delivery and transportation of their furniture into their new house, they're able to do so. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to work and gather more partners down the line. We're going to be looking at speaking to the Pick and Pays of this world, the Woolworths of this world, the At Homes of this world, to ensure that we get value discounts back to customers.
What are some of the value adds that go along with your partners?
Yeah, so Duncan, we have an attorney panel as well that is able to give us further discounts on the attorney's fees, and as much as 30% off, and we pass that 30% discount to the customers. So when you have signed your offer to purchase and you make an application to us and the bank is able to fund you, by the time they tell you to go to an attorney, we've already been able to allocate the registering attorney for you, and we will then give you a 30% discount on that attorney's fees as well.
Okay, and those fees can be quite significant.
Absolutely, so 30% does go a long way.
Before we wrap up, where do you see this business going in the next few years? Where do you see mortgage markets, say, 3 years from now?
Wow, the way I see it, just judging by the wonderful response that we've had so far in the market, I certainly see this business being the premier place in how customers go and look for home loans. We see it adding value to customers, because as customers use the platform, we're giving them value back. So it's a good symbiotic relationship between platform and customer. It's a platform for the customer, I see that as the staffing economy recovers, as more first-time home buyers get into the market, they're going to love the platform. And so, I've got, I don't even want to put a cap on it in terms of where I see it, but I can certainly say to you that it's going to be the number one place in the online space where customers can get their home loans. Yeah.
I'm not currently personally looking to buy a house, but if you are, do check out mortgagemarket.co.za. Tim Akinusi is founder and CEO of Mortgage Market. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you so much, Duncan. Appreciate it.